So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Folks, welcome back. We are joined by Russell Richardson, President and CEO of the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
So, Russell, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, I think you are actually relatively new to the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself and your history?
Yeah. So, I'm like you said, recently here to St. Tammany, I guess coming back from Baton Rouge. I worked for BRAC the last 10 years. That's the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Now, partnership, as they call it. And then before that, at LED, the State Economic Development Agency. But North Shore native, originally from Washington Parish, so grew up in this area, lived and worked here for a good bit before I moved away and now back. So great to be back in the community and, working in this space along with the businesses and the stakeholders here to help grow this economy. So it's exciting times for me personally and professionally there.
Well, congratulations to you for sure, and welcome back home. That long trek from Baton Rouge, right? back to St. Tammany.
It wasn't too far away, but it's been a good 10 years there, but all good.
So, Russell, I know you've had your finger on the pulse of a lot of things going on the North Shore. As you look back in 2025, talk about some of the big project wins for St. Tammany.
Yeah, so it's been good to come back in and just kind of see, when I left, I was in small business, and then coming back in just to see what the lay of the land looks like in terms of the projects and companies that are here, certainly a different market from the Baton Rouge market. So, coming in, just in the time I've been here, approaching about 3 or 4 months now, you got Amazon had a grand opening, Equipment Share, who's got multiple locations around the state. I think right before I got in, Agile Coal Storage, they had announced a coal storage distribution facility on the east side of the parish. So you had those things taking place, as well as two recent announcements. You had Boudreaux's great win for Mandeville, the jewelry store, adding capacity to them to their operations, as well as Chilco, which is another company that's got multiple operations in the state and across the southeast. And that was kind of the first thing I noticed just kind of coming into St. Tammany, was just kind of how connected the companies here are to the state ecosystem and the regional ecosystem. You've probably talked about, LED having, they've talked about their success this year in 2025, $60 billion worth, I think it was like 9,000 jobs. It was, and you hear the Hyundai and the Meta and the LNG facilities. But what I have found coming here in St. Tammany is a lot of the companies here, like Chilco, that recently announced their expansion, they're connected to those industrial ecosystems. So, for me, looking into 2026 is, let's get to know our companies and understand how we are all connected to these different projects that we've heard about across the state. If you think about even Meta, we've got the engineering company Empirical that's here. I know once the Meta project was announced, a little ways into it, Empirical is helping to design some of that power infrastructure as it relates to that project. So you just have a lot of connections across the state and in the regions that we have going with these our projects and companies here. So that's exciting for me coming in and this position, and just, you know, looking forward to getting to know the companies and their stories and how we can elevate that overall business story for St. Tammany Parish.
Yeah, you know, what was that old adage, reach out and touch someone? These projects, whether it's Meta in North Louisiana, Hyundai more centrally located, they reach out and they touch all of these parishes. And as you point out, some of the companies that are located within St. Tammany and otherwise providing services for these projects.
Yeah, and that's a lot of it. You know, we've got, kind of looking into 2026, you know, we've got there's probably 20 or 30 projects in our pipeline that we're working now. They probably represent, you know, a little over $2 billion worth of investment, you know, around 2,000 jobs. And, you know, there's probably some that may, you know, come across the finish line and be able to announce here in the first or second quarter of this year, I hope. So just a lot of good potential, particularly in the manufacturing logistics. You know, St. Tammany has a lot of the corporate professional headquarters presence. There could be additional announcements in that space as well. So a lot of good momentum going into 2026. I heard you talking to Michael Heck yesterday. If we could just be half the 2026 version of Michael, we'll be winning. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Absolutely. And I don't want to I want to jump and pivot to this real quick, but there's other things I want to talk about, but we're running out of time, unfortunately. The Inspire Startup Slam, I think, is tonight, right? At Columbia Theater in downtown Hammond. Talk to us about that. That's something that has been growing, and it's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Chinzo Corona on our staff, he is the executive director of the Startup North Shore program, and that's a really cool event, kind of one of the anchor events that he does every year. It'll be my first time to get there, so I'm really looking forward to getting there and just participating and being in that environment with all the companies and the small businesses and the stakeholders. It'll be in Hammond at the Columbia Theater, 4:30. Networking starts 6 o'clock. The actual pitch, it's like a Shark Tank pitch competition. He's got three finalists, where it started with about 30 companies. They narrowed down over the last few months, and so these three finalists will come in tonight and pitch to the judges, and one of them will win the grand prize. So it's a $100,000 competition, so it's a good chance for these companies to win funding towards the products and services that they're working on. But importantly for us, it brings together these small businesses. It showcases the ecosystem that we have here on the North Shore, as that's so important to the work that we do, that then can grow into these projects that we've just been talking about.
And the attendance is free. Register online at startupnorthshore.com. I wanted to talk, one of the big infrastructure projects that's always talked about on the North Shore is the widening of I-12. I know they started in some areas. Where does that stand at the present time, Russell?
Yeah, so they recently celebrated kind of the completion of, I think was like kind of the third tranche that they were working on, sort of between, I guess, the Highway 190 and 21 exits there. Recently went to kind of a ribbon cutting celebration. So that was really good in terms of expanding and completing that. And you know, I got the chance to make a few comments there. And that's important, as, you know, most of the greenfield project opportunities that we will have over the next 5-6 years here in St. Tammany Parish or along those interstate exits. So just improving the capacity of not only the interstates, but the roads throughout the parish, just it makes us more competitive when it comes to marketing to projects. So from that economic development standpoint, that's a win. That's a good milestone for us to continue improving the infrastructure in the parish. So that was a good win, and hopefully more is to come there.
Yeah, especially because and I don't think it's unfair to say this, but a lot of the local infrastructure, local roads, are two-lane roads, and a lot of folks jump on that interstate to get from one side of the parish moving east-west, west-east, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So there's, it's an overall approach, and I know that folks are thinking about how to approach and expand even not only the interstate but the service roads as things grow and people are moving around. You need more space on the roads to get to A to B.
And let's finish up with this topic. One of the things that everyone's been working on, and I know you guys have been very interested in it, about these foreign trade zones. If you would, for the benefit of the audience, what is it and what does it mean to St. Tammany?
Yeah, so a few months ago, or maybe even more recent than that, St. Tammany was included into the New Orleans foreign trade zone. So it just kind of puts us in that zone where if a company wants to take advantage, whether it's reducing their taxes or putting off fees, you can do that if you're an international company exporting, importing products. So that will make us more competitive as a parish in all these sites that we're working on along the interstate. Kind of makes us sort of a logistical corridor there, I-12 and 59 there, as the trade zone is now over St. Tammany Parish or includes St. Tammany Parish. And it's kind of connected to or is connected to the plans around the Louisiana International Terminal that's in the works and should come online in the next few years. So as those things come along, it just helps better position us to take advantage and be competitive in that space as it relates to projects and growth.
Well, Russell, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Congratulations on your new position there. Russell Richardson, President and CEO of the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Neil. Talk to you soon.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. Stay with us.